So, but we'll be happy to discuss with you anything you want to discuss. But we'd like to negotiate for getting our people back so that you can.
And we'd like to do it over a nice,
get them back to
warm, fresh dinner.
That's a good idea. We will let your other humans go.
Thank you.
Let my humans go.
and there will be a dinner.
All right.
Okay.
So we can discuss these matters further.
I suggest release
the
four
Klingons
on our ship as a sign of goodwill.
Right. The Klingon. We will return the Klingons who attacked us when we landed as a sign of good faith.
So.
I've co-opted your mission. I'm
so,
sorry.
So the leader
seems like the right thing to do.
The leader's name is Dianara Eskal.
Okay.
The Klingons knew that these people
basically
have a handle on diplomacy.
The society is led with, they have a leader, they have a second leader, which is his name is Urien Forrest, and he's the Minister of Education.
Okay.
And then the third leader is the young Pothead, which is who's the warrior.
Okay.
The warrior.
Young Pothead.
His name is Moriah Rin.
Okay.
So, he says,
if she wants to go spend an hour alone with me, I'll prove that I'm not human. It's a fair offer.
He's just going to do, handstand and stuff.
Yeah, that's it.
And so, and I'll have some historical documents and current events and whatever downloaded for them to watch.
Call.
Okay. So
names on the team.
You can go back and see your ship and do stuff or whatever.
Dog.
And then when you come back to dinner.
Go look it up, Dave. Go look it up. Castle of Muscle Planet.
The awful, they have the awful.
So the Klingons are there. You're there. So you're
the only thing.
Big Diamond.
Yeah,
the leader.
Second.
Yes.
Jordan is on the opposite side.
Okay.
The Klingons and the kids in here.
The ones that don't lay eggs have eggs that hatch, but while they're still in the body.
Okay.
None have true.
So she explains how they come from.
So while we're up on the ship, I want to do research on that.
Yeah, you
look up the terrapin.
Dogs have the auto boner.
They have the.
Everybody can get computer research from
the bolt.
It would be
computer research.
It goes in and locks.
Well, okay.
What
computer research
are we doing?
We're looking up the name of their ship and their species and whatever.
Bonding
day.
Logic?
Logic?
Perception.
It's a
dagger.
Yeah, it's dice.
You
need an 11.
Nope.
Yeah.
Only missed it by 5.
Wow.
They missed it by
5, too.
So,
I rolled 5, and I went up 1.
Oh, it's a terrible.
Okay. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, buffer over.
They've obviously been here for a while.
Yes.
I give them credit for that.
It's not Bonding Bay.
Oh. No, no, actually, you're the only one worried. You don't have any engineering skills.
What?
Walking past the ship.
Yeah.
See the technology.
Yeah, technology. Right.
Well, can't we just look around and see the technology level here?
Yeah.
You can look fluorescent lights.
I can remember what the ship looked like. I want to look for... And given that I'm speculating that the jumpsuits are pre-first contact...
Well, I'm just...
Can I look back and see if the ship looks like a pre-first contact ship, pre-warp?
I'm just more interested in whether they have fluorescent lights or glow walls.
Fluorescent lights.
Okay.
You think
depends on how much of a power crisis your state is in.
Because if they don't have warp drive, it would have taken them a real fuckload long of time to get out here.
Sure, plenty of inbreeding.
Do they have
warp capability? Or you know, the Romulans and the Kazintianus all jet around planet real quick?
No, but they're superior.
Well, I'm not sure how the prime directive comes into effect with...
Look, leave that on there. So there's extra 2 points of courage.
Well, cultures, but given
from
that they're...
Orbit from
they're
on
Earth.
Spaceship.
We haven't already talked to them, so...
I make a roll on law Starfleet regulations to try and offer to an answer on that. Is it logical?
What's the question?
Yes.
How does prime directive affect talking to people?
Nothing at this point.
Nine. I got a 12. So advice needed, because knows exactly how it applies.
Since they, you know, already have contact with them, minimally.
Okay.
I mean, you can hold on, you pop whatever you want, you know, but don't give them a reaction.
Right. So I'm afraid they're technology, but we can tell them everything.
They don't have fusion reactors.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Did this guy, tell the present-day human how to make transparent aluminum?
But it was going to take them years to figure it out. Who knows? Maybe he invented this stuff.
He did invent it. Obviously he did.
So it's as far as you can tell, the Seraphim looks like it was some kind of...
He gave the information to the inventor of...
Some kind of...
That's okay.
They knew what? No, they didn't know. But they gave it to the guy. They said, how do you know what Seraphim is? Maybe this is the guy who invented it. And obviously, since he gave it to him,
you know,
was the inventor.
Well, in the book, Scotty knew.
Yeah, I think
in the movie he didn't know. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yep.
A positive.
So I explained to you guys that, you know, as far as I can tell, these guys are pre-first contact.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Now they've been first contact with several alien races. So
right,
we're just gonna just back off with our people.
But we'll give them. Some
you guys can talk
documentation
to us.
And you know, some recent galactic history documents.
We'll have to print it out or something. Can't give them a tricorder.
Right.
Print it out.
Tricorder.
Share like a stupid
hurt. Hey, as long as they're IBM compatible still, it'll all work.
Yeah. HP.
Q was dead.
Yeah, H died.
See?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, yes,
yep. Wow. H is no more. Now there's no H and no P.
Yeah.
He died a while ago. He croaked a while ago.
Well, they died.
The founders died. Gotcha. Now they're just called computers.
HP and the company folded.
That was huge. That would have to go together.
Salud grande.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's enough. So. We'll skip the rest of it.
And shoot out with the leaders?
There's going to be another complication.
Well, go for it. 7:30.
I use my demolition.
I'm tired.
Oh, all right.
I can only run for so long. Tom, do you have me going to run next week? Got the long break. Anyway, so basically, you know, you go to dinner. Everybody can make charm.
That's not even my list to get. That's how far away it is.
That's
what it is.
Presence plus.
Woohoo!
Presence
plus. I
want
to talk to Kat Vian a lot. I want to find out, like, what.
Wait, do we have that?
What Suzuki women are like in bed.
Oh, they're great. Ooh. Animals. Totally animals.
I'm so jealous.
Wait, do we have to add empathy?
Add
willpower. Just presence, right?
Yeah,
I got a 16.
No, you make a good impression.
10.
Big impression.
Oh.
What are we rolling?
Charm.
5.
Is that
okay? The pets don't make much of an
impression. Hey, I'm not talking to them.
I have sex.
Carol, diplomacy and set.
Yeah,
if
you
like
about bad,
bro.
I got 4.
Ah. So
the average is pretty good.
Do they really go for, like, the violent types, or do they ever, like, go for the smart, framey types?
Of course, aggressive types.
Okay. So the bigger, the more aggressive.
The men rule. And then,
and the women just serve food and have sex, right?
No. Actually, the women do most of the work.
Oh. Ooh,
yeah, all great. We have to do is just send the captain to share someone.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
great.
How many do you get per male?
Oh, usually about anywhere from 6 to 12. Yeah. So, you know, each male could control the little ship. So it's quite the life.
Wow. Sounds good.
How do they,
I'm trying to work on something like that on our ship, but...
You guys are produce less? You produce less humans? I mean, less males?
Yeah. Well, they eat their young.
What would you?
That could be a competition. You gotta wipe them out.
Otherwise, you gotta spread out the woman.
Exactly. Wow, that is the life.
Got a lot of rogue male.
Yeah, I've had their feet pinned together, and they later come back. But...
Yep.
You know, either way, we put them in the suicide zone.
Yeah, they're really cool, because then the ones who survive are worth it.
Yeah, then you promote the ones who survive.
Exactly.
Damn it.
And it's gone.
So now a couple thousand young males. If you come back, hey, they're obviously
the base-eating tree.
Or they're the ones who ran away. You've got to be really careful with that.
Oh, yeah. Those have to
you have tests, out. Right? They get eaten.
Okay, so we make a good impression?
Yeah, make a good impression. Basically...
That's
a good impression.
Well, you know... I'm not sure why they had a Tellarite at the table, but... I guess you go to the kids' table.
What?
And all the goats are over there.
How does the piggy eat?
I take off my universe transmitter. I don't understand what they're saying. I'm just eating.
Out of his trough.
Yeah. So they were genetically engineered.
Okay.
To fight Khan and the other two women. But when after they did their job, they realized that the humans would just turn on them. So they got all paranoid and left for them.
Okay.
And then they wanted to. So ever since they've been worried that the humans would come after them.
So they actually weren't even turned on. They were paranoid about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Welcome to their genes, I guess.
Khan is dead.
Yeah, Khan
is dead.
What? I hope so.
I didn't think it's only been a little while.
they might have known that the botany they got shipped off in space.
Right. Just ignore how the Klingons look. Actually, maybe you can ask them about that.
Yeah, we're not going to.
The what?
How the Klingons look.
You have to deal with Klingons.
We don't talk about that.
Sometimes they used to look one way, and then they look a different way. You have a problem with
it? Who are you talking to? Warcraft? The Klingons?
Yeah. It was the talk of the Klingons. Yeah, those guys.
We don't talk about them. Okay,
they never saw the old Klingons.
They didn't?
No.
What were they?
Oh, I guess
they'd be traveling in space for a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe they just showed up with the new Klingons.
Wait, maybe they met the Klingons.
Yeah.
The
Klingons have only been here for a few years. Well, a couple years.
See? Yeah, but they should have seen
them. I don't know.
They took off in...
Yeah, a couple years.
Pre-space.
Yeah, pre-work. So, anyway, I'll write up a, first contact report or whatever. Give it to the captain.
So, do you release the women out occasionally?
Oh, no. That'll spoil
them. Oh, damn. Yeah, I guess we got to keep working them hard.
Yeah.
If you don't want to work them hard, with women,
it's not
as
clean.
Yeah, exactly.
You just rotate them.
Exactly. You can ship.
You know, one of them doesn't work that day, so they can be better at night.
What a great idea. Wow.
And they're glad.
Kevin really look forward to those days off.
That's the way the universe works.
Die.
So, we get our colonists back. We normally have interview of the open universe. Communications whenever they feel right.
Kind of
right.
Yesterday, start up.
So, we appreciate them back.
I got an email on it. Rather much
where we were going to pick them back up from.
What?
Yeah.
I can figure out where they're going from there.
Oh, right.
Okay. So, we take them back to Starbase.
Or we can take them back to Starbase.
We'll have to get all this from the
right next
to them.
Yeah, okay.
So we're going
to finish this too, right?
all cool.
They're going to be upset about
the donuts. It's a planet. It's similar here, though.
Now, look, just think of the wild animals. Guys.
That's true. The raccoons came and raided all their donuts. They made them. They made them, too. Not just me. Now you know why I gave you the donuts.
I was never on that planet.
Oh, sure. Had you been, I would have given you a donut.
What's
on this
side, Kev? And I probably would have
bastard!
But now you'll never know.
Well, I can read in your eyes. Like a book.
Godlike
psi powers? Actually, I have more than that. Dave's got godlike psi powers, and I have better than Dave.
Eric aren't better than mine.
Oh, yes, yeah, it is.
I'm okay, you shouldn't be allowed.
Alright, so. Oh, two experience.
Yeah. I wanted to put in an accommodation for a first contact guy. There's bravery above and beyond.
Because he gets shot up multiple times, didn't need me.
But you didn't. Then you did very well later on, too.
The thing I want to retro
is that I
should be dead.
Well, you were keeping him talking while we were backing up. I appreciated that, too.
Backing up? I was just trying to talk with them.
I know. I said, yeah. Then I started shooting. Or whatever they did.
The key is,
did they actually have a weapon that did defy damage? They were carrying weapons, they didn't use them, is that right?
They used weapons.
Okay, so the weapons were sign-like.
Yeah.
Some kind of
so did you know that Dave put an accommodation for me?
Accommodation for me?
Is that a plus or a minus, guys? Thanks.
For bravery.
So that'd be plus aggression. R plus discipline. He doesn't say I went and shoot and beat him up.
Yeah, he specifically went in twice without his weapon.
I didn't open it.
So let's see. Did you do anything?
No. Not that I know of.
Nothing really special yet. Dave, did you do anything really weird?
I definitely wasn't completely disciplined. What are you saying? But I didn't think I went extreme in anything.
No, you did.
So, Shannon...
I thought I was open and skillful today.
Open and skillful.
I was a maniac on those sensors.
Yeah, you do that every week.
I thought I was open and disciplined, but...
Woo...
Well, now they're catching up thing.
With two.
Maybe nothing there.
I think I was open in initiative. Taking over the.
True.
Oh, that was definitely initiative. Yeah, I appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm just too. Does that mean you get a negative in initiative?
Yeah, I was real initiative. I had lots of initiative. Letting her do that, I thought was
initiative. Well, up and down. Actually, I like, I'd give a Dave, like, point in a good way. So you can get those things. Well, here's the bad thing. Calling on security. Refusing to call to use security in the first place was good. And then calling it on later, that's bad. So that kind of canceled out. Especially when you called in the other ship.
Appropriate.
Another ship got called in?
Yeah.
Ship.
Oh,
ship. Yeah. Security.
Yeah,
why? Because they thought it was like an army of Klingons down there.
Aggressive Klingons. It wasn't just Klingons. They were openly hostile. They didn't like talk to
us.
It's
not very open of you, Dave.
You know, we had a communicator, so we don't just talk to the Klingons. Nope, never even did that.
No, it's true. I didn't. I wanted to talk to the civilians on planet first.
It turned out to be the right choice.
I don't think either way would have made a difference.
If they were hostile, as I assume they are, because they attacked us, you know, before they even knew who we were, then contacting would just mean they would know we were coming for sure, and know the nature we were coming in, setting us up for an ambush.
So you think, like, the four Klingons that were down there were going to try and hold off our entire starship?
I have no idea how many Klingons there were. All we know is they weren't grouped in groups of 10.
Great, yeah. So I could detect Klingons,
so there were an infinite amount. So we just know that I couldn't detect life, that meant there was none.
Do I make a so it's a massive spaceship where there's all every, and you know, they put out this first night.
Nope.
No, a spaceship is going to be all...
In a spaceship, it was way far away.
True, I'm completely with you. But we know that in spaceships, you're forced to be grouped together.
I know in space, they can't be used.
Exactly. They're all done trying
to... Infinite Klingon.
No lie.
I didn't say infinite Klingon.
Infinite Klingon.
Somewhere between zero and a million.
I'm glad we have those sensors, so I can give you the information, and you can use it in an accurate manner.
I assume if there were 200 people on this planet, humans on this planet, then there would have to be a force strong enough to keep 200.
There were 100 of the humans.
It's 200.
That's right. And some of them were the guys who were keeping the others.
Yeah, we didn't know that though. Could easily have been they're all were hostile. They were all prisoners. Which would be a good assumption.
All the humans were obviously good.
No, we know the Klingons fire on humans. The Klingons fire on humans immediately. All right, we now know there's twice as many humans here than
there should
have been.
Maybe they didn't like me. You know, they did fire on stunt.
Did they?
I'm not dead.
Oh, you went to the death level?
I don't know. I got hit by four phaser.
He was dead.
Did you went to death level?
More than once. If they'd be on tilt, he'd be a little pile of ashes.
If each one did one level, then he would still be
disappearing. Each one did one level? Two?
50% of the time phasers knock me out, the other 50% of the time I can barely move.
And
I'd consider your house.
Also remember, that, you know, their disruptors do shitty stun damage, but really good killing damage.
Yeah. Right, but then,
one disruptor has a really good chance of killing Shannon. Four disruptors turn into ash.
Well, I'm sure we could have looked at their disruptors and figured this out, but we didn't.
What do you mean? We know that.
We know.
That is something we know.
We know it was on stat.
Therefore, they were on stat.
He's got really good resistance.
No, it's not that. It's like four shots.
We can tell stun damage from their good damage.
You can.
Yes.
Okay. So
he's not bleeding.
So we all know that he was your son?
Yes.
I didn't know you were stunned.
I knew I was stunned because I wasn't dead.
Anyway, all I know is they fire on humans immediately. There's 200 humans here. It could easily all been...
So you figured they were all sitting there firing on those 200
humans? Well, I figured there was somewhere at least 20 Klingons on the planet.
Oh.
And there was only five of us.
You can't take up 20.
Well, there's only 16 of us.
Oh, yeah,
we got four. But it also could be higher than this. It could have been higher than that.
Or considerably less.
Yeah. Yeah, you
get
kind of
like that. You can push around, sneak around, get to a leader, take them out, and then force them through.
They obviously didn't make the shuttle run, and they're being supported by a spaceship.
And both of you have godlike powers. So
mine are more than that.
Oh, more than godlike powers.
No, not a lot more, just better than Dave's.
Oh, just better.
Eric, aren't better than mine?
Oh, yes, it is.
It is good to have you here to lead missions, Dave.
Yes, regardless. I had to bring in the other shift. It was the appropriate reaction. I don't care what you have to do. That's initiative. Other leaders never take any other shift.
I didn't ask the leader of the other shift, did I? I just took that, didn't I?
I actually think initiative is you do everything by yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Initiative is defined in the rules as when you do everything by yourself.
Yeah, but you can't be a leader, a good leader, and also do everything yourself.
According to the rule book.
Everything by yourself means only with, you know.
I actually
remember you're modeling the series.
I don't know if
it's specifically only grabbed eight guys or maybe they go.
See, that was good. I give you a point for that. That's a good way later on.
That's just pathetic.
What, for going in without any BMI?
No, it's just that
Dave. The criteria that this game uses, whether you personally agree with it or disagree with it, doesn't matter because it's the game universe we're playing in. And so, if your character actually wants to be successful, he knows that that is what's respected.
Think Billy and Merck.
I don't. Okay. It's still pathetic. I didn't say anything. I did exactly what Kevin wanted, so that his game would be the way he wanted it.
No, and you called him the other show.
We had enough bodies to do the job, even though it would be appropriate to bring in security to do the job.
But it wouldn't be appropriate.
It wouldn't be appropriate to bring in security to do the job in the game universe.
Sure, there is. There's lots of times they brought in security. They did nothing useful or worthy of note in any particular episode, but they brought in constantly. There were constantly security sitting on the fringe.
They were doing now on camera, right?
Well, they got a little bit of camera. Never in like a funnel.
Yeah, but they do things like you bring in the security down to guard the entrance, and then we go down.
Exactly.
But you didn't do that.
I've gone down, guard the security, and then we were the lead of the group going down.
You brought them with us, as opposed to leaving them on the surface to guard.
Well, there was no point to leaving them there.
Well,
so there was security behind us.
Your numbers go up if you mimic the series. Not if you do what's smart. There's a different thing.
But in the series, you have...
In the series, they do stupid
people.
Things all the time.
I would.
In the series, they wouldn't have brought down...
In the series, they were...
Sure, they would. They would have brought them down. They would just got no camera.
They would have stayed up at the top.
Remember the episode of Deep Space Nine where, like, Sisko and Kira, I think it was, invaded the Romulan or Klingon homeworld on their own?
I'm sure you had a good reason for that.
They didn't bring Tim to security guards.
I don't clearly a stealth mission. You don't bring security guards on stealth missions.
I don't remember
the assignment.
Except the thing is, all missions
are stealth missions.
Yes, it was.
When you're inside.
And you agree that it's stupid.
Yeah.
I agree that it doesn't meet real world logic, but it is what's rewarded in the game, and your character knows that.
No, I didn't. You all told me it was stupid not to bring.
Well, bring a couple, not like the other ship also.
We always try and bring like two so that Kevin can kill someone in each episode. Because he can't kill us if we don't have red shirts. He can't kill anyone.
No,
violence.
What's up with that? God,
die. Did the appropriate amount. Appropriate amount.
Not for the game universe.
No, for the game universe. They would just probably take it up your
ass. Going to make it out.
Room time.
What is?
Pulse of Radiance 2 uses these rules. Yeah. It was supposed to be out before Christmas, but they didn't make it. Got pushed back to February.
We could really notice the rules changing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. These are vastly, hugely different.
But still, your experience points go up and your...
you get a whole bunch of different... You get feats and stuff as opposed to just your skills getting better to hit. There's a lot more customizability.
You get multi-classing like crazy. You get
there's a lot more
new character classes. Can you change this one?
Do you see it?
Oh, is this the defective one?
Sure.
Yeah.
This word is wrong.
Like 16 pages.
That part where you were trying to get Eric to do whatever. Trying to make Eric, do the exact same thing with a warp on the warp, whatever thing just be.
Right.
And Eric was not listening to you.
I thought he was making the ride. This is what basically, if you go faster than 9.01, you're going to start making the ship shudder. So I said, don't make the ship shudder.
No, what do you say?
He wanted to go slightly faster. That's why it was 9.01. I said that the ship can't possibly go faster than 9. And he said, 9.01. And knowing that he was going to negotiate with me, I said 9, knowing that he'd go faster. It was making him happy. Being able to break the rules.
So what was the deal with the shutter anyway?
I said shutter, and I made this hand motion when I said shutter. And he took that to mean a bump. And so when he tried to go the exact same speed as agreed upon, but make the ship shutter to purposely endanger people's lives. But the bump I wouldn't even notice.
So did you get that speed too?
Yeah.
We just have a different definition of shutter.
Yeah,
but you know what? When I say shutter,
Kevin understood what I was saying.
I understood what you were saying. At the fast speed, the ship always
went back later. Actually, that could kill the
constantly.
Yeah,
you didn't even count
right.
Time stop. Did I ever say anything less?
No, you said you made it shudder.
And I said, for a second.
No, you said, what you actually tried to do was make it shudder really, really low so that you only barely notice it.
Run out.
And then you made it
shudder. I don't know. I don't know. Do you want to know? I don't
know.
You know, you and David are talking or something. I didn't hear the whole thing.
No, don't have
my definition is that don't make a shutter and
check
and make it clear what I meant by shutter. And then you said that you were going to make a shutter.
Whatever
it was obvious.
Dave, you can't get mad at us if you didn't hear what we said. I'm not mad at you,
but you can understand.
I have that later.
Yeah, but then we say, this is what it was, and I threw it out. Yeah. Right.
And then Kevin just brought it up as something I did wrong that I already thrown out.
I think it was
the
901.
Oh, that was odd. That was odd. That was your odd. This is not mine. I said 9, and knowing that you were going to try to talk it up, and I let you talk it up.
That was later in the game, though, right?
So that you'd be happy you were breaking the rules.
One thing is, this is the first printing. They're on the second printing now.
What?
Which has the errata actually in it. So it's got like 17 pages of, you know, pictures.
Whoa.
So unless you want to keep this for some reason.
17 pages are
just like typos and spell fixes and stuff like that, yeah, throughout.
That's pretty a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
How big is the book?
Considering, you know, how many people they had, well, you know, when 17 pages, you know, materials is spelled wrong on page 78.
Okay, so
sentence.
Not 17 pages worth of text.
No. But there's, but when you say, you know.
A couple hundred. You know, that's quite a few.
Yeah, it basically means there are 17 wrong words or wrong sentences or something throughout the book in their first half group. You'd think with so many people and so much money they'd get it right the first time. Or at least close.
I'm kind of deaf though. What's the percentage there? It's up to 1%.
Yeah, it's much worse than it should be.
It's way worse than almost any other game out there.
Yeah.
too much indigent labor in the Seattle area.
Yeah.
Did I just grab some of your dice, Jay?
Some of those people.
I don't remember bagging it up, but I'm still missing the.
The one that dropped?
The one that dropped. So what did you drop that's missing?
It's not the one that got kicked under the table by Kevin, right?
Dropped
it. That wasn't the
It's that ugly green yellow color.
I got it.
Well camouflaged.
On this carpet. Yeah, find it before the cat does. I thought she was going to have a heart attack when she got there. So they had her leave.
She was all happy?
Oh, she was just totally spastic. She was yowling and she was running around and hitting it and jumping on the couch and jumping off the couch. I came downstairs because I thought there was something wrong with her. Oh, character sheet.
No, I didn't put in my... You'll add the...
You know, side towers. God like side towers.
That's the experience point.
So, I think it would be okay, Kevin. I don't think me or Dave would mind if you deducted our current experience points for the godlike.
Yeah, that should be like 5, right? A 5 to get a new skill, right?
That would be godlike, but, you know, power at a level 1.
I'm just glad I got to use mine. Godlike power.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This adventure is not going to work well. But the whole party is all psionics, but that never happened.
What psionics?
Yeah. Holy minimal psionics.
Well, if Eric can't sign up.
No,
man. Just for here.
Yeah.
Have a party. It's handy to have one around on occasion.
You know, you have lots of different people. You and six people.
Yeah. Well, I think with this, I think with all six of us here, we had pretty much all the bases covered.
Yeah.
I think you should have a couple of token aliens and a couple of token...
So you want me next week, Dave?
Yeah. And a couple of token human races.
Token elves.
And then have the primary people all be, you know, white males.
Token elves. Token elves anymore, doesn't that?
I'm still waiting for my unicorn.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay if you want to vary a little bit. Maybe a female human white, or maybe a male black, you know, leader. But that's it. Further than that, you could change one variable, but not more than one.
Use the mace. The flail. Oh, use the flail.
Get that.
The last
what have I played with yet?
So the equipment can have the
together one part of the
time.
I have two heads already.
Well, you can take the head out of there and not wake up the roll.
You can take the head.
You can't take the other stuff.
It's only the cards.
My model. You can also, you know, when you open, when you pick up,
it actually writes something.
Magic items, two of the golems wake up.